Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
Carpe Omnia.
Happy birthday, Milo. No excuses to play like a champion. How did I finish it?
98.7.
98.7 ESPN. Real professional I am. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
Time after time.
So beautiful. Amazing producers. How about our fearless leader, RJ Santillo?
I gotta get out of here. This spot's too hot.
Oh, way too hot. And then there's the very handsome, very polarizing Raymond Santiago.
And you're gonna sit there and call me lazy? You? Of all people?
Yeah, you, David. You're lazy. Big shout out to the companies. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Colbert, Big Toe, yeehaw.
Oh, we miss Dan. Call us when you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Do you have an update with this woman situation?
We went to the game last night. She left like a half hour ago.
Oh! Very exciting stuff. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Rick, Dave, Ray, RJ, the best radio show ever. Refrigerator.
Now that's a poem. The Rangers took care of business last night against Columbus. Igor Shesterkin picked up his seventh straight win. We have more juicy Mecole Hardman news that we should probably get to very early in the show because it's so juicy.
I actually wanted to be a paleontologist.
Thank you, Windrow. The NFLPA released their team report cards. We'll hear from Joe Shane and Joe Douglas. The Knicks are back in action tonight against Golden State. We have an OG injury update. Mel Kiper is back. He'll join us at 9:30. We have stuff you missed at 9:15 and everyone's favorite station ID at 8 a.m. And as always on the Thursday at 7:45, we have no observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, let's try something a little bit different because, let's face it, Dave, your poem yesterday, it sucked. Here we go. There once was a man named Ray. We just recently celebrated his birthday. When I was away, he was boss for the day.
You can call it lazy. You can call it whatever you want. The fact of the matter is I made a decision. You're going to have to live with it.
And ruin the open on Thursday. So now that I'm back.
Have you done crack?
No, you idiot. I said, hey, Scoozy.
With the floozy.
With the open, I'm koozie, even though Dave called my wife a floozy.
So she's a floozy.
Yeah. And here he is, the very unapologetic David Rothenberg.
Well, that was nice. That was really well done. A couple things. Firstly, you went home yesterday, cash. No issues, right? Not upset.
No, she didn't hear it.
She didn't hear it.
She did not hear it.
So she
didn't really understand what floozy meant till I explained it. And then she was not happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was not happy.
With you or me?
Both of us. Both
because you led me there.
Yeah.
And then I went there.
Doesn't love that I say, tell people that story.
Right. Because it makes her sound like a floozy.
No, it doesn't make her sound like a floozy. It just said we were, I mean, it was a very nice moment we
passionate,
shared.
Passionate moment.
She threw a tongue dart or two and it was nice.
Well, I think that's very common.
It led to a beautiful marriage.
Beautiful marriage.
Well, you should have heard, you should have Windrow yesterday. Forget kissing.
Yeah.
But he's saying it's a 50-50 proposition.
And there's no way kissing on a first date is a 50-50 proposition.
No, he wouldn't say kissing.
I know.
He went above and
I
beyond
understand
kissing.
That. But I'm just saying, there's no way you go on a first date, the odds are 50-50 that you're going to kiss the person. There's no chance. Well, 50-50?
On a blind date, I would agree with you.
Right.
I think it's way less than 50%.
Right.
But this was just one of those moments.
One of those magical moments.
A moment like this.
A moment like this.
Some people wait a lifetime.
Yeah, some of them do.
That
Kelly.
One special kiss.
I got a nice email this morning. I'd like to read it
already.
To you. Yeah. Well, it's nice, and I think it would be a good jumping off point.
Did you
for the
find
show.
This in the time portal? Is this
no.
Or this like you woke up this morning and at 6 a.m. someone sent you a?
Well, no. I mean, if you need to know, it was sent at 12:23.
Wow.
But when I woke up at 4, I checked my email. I saw this. I was like, you know what? After he does his open, this would be a nice email because it's kind. It's good. It's nice. It's got all the particulars. Hi, my name is Abe. I'm 22 years old. I just love the show, and I listen to every second of every podcast since I'm not really around in the morning to listen live. But every now and then, I have to open my writer's soul to send you an email. In a world filled with people looking for something to be a part of, you guys are that for us fans who adore every one of you for being authentic and being true to who you are, no matter who it offends. You touch people's hearts almost as much as true love could. Thank you for creating such a beautiful family for all of us to be a part of. Love, Abe. Right?
Wow. That is a really nice one.
Yeah. So I thought that would be a nice way to, you know,
that's
jump
very
off
nice.
The show.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah. I thought you'd feel that way.
Well, I think everyone will feel that way. I think everyone on the show feels that way.
I think so, too. Rangers last night.
Oh, yeah.
They were not great, but fine. Go out there, get
well,
the win.
You got to the Columbus goalie was really good.
He was
really
in that game. First period, he was
really good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was really good. I think the biggest takeaway from the Rangers.
Igor.
Is
just
Igor.
Yarkin.
Yeah, and I mean, how they bounced back this month. I mean, you heard Lavi talk about it after the game. No one in that locker room was happy with how January went.
Nor should they have been.
No, of course not. And Igor, top of that list. Right? Igor, top of the list. I mean, the fact that, I mean, Valley, who I told you is like, I mean, not only one of the greatest goalie partners of all time, roommates, but just goalie savant. Like, when he's calling for, hey, maybe he should take a step back and ride Jonathan Quick a little bit.
And they did.
And he loves Igor.
And it worked out. Well, I mean, listen, even great players have moments where they're in their own head or they're mired
always,
in a slump.
Always. It's just how quickly you can get yourself out of it.
I think we always knew it would go back to Igor. I don't know that we realized it would go back to Igor. Eh. You don't? Oh, come on.
No, I'm not saying you. Well, there were a lot of people, dude.
That's silly.
We're taking phone calls. Who are you going with in the playoffs? Well, who do you think you're going with in the
playoffs?
You're
going with Igor. The only chance you have to win a Stanley Cup is with Igor Shesterkin. You're not winning a Stanley
Cup with
Jonathan Quick.
As good
as he is as a backup, but he's terrific.
He's been great.
Way better than I think anybody anticipated. But yeah, having Igor look like he's back, I mean, here we go.
Well, not so it's seven straight for him. And on top of that, last four, he's only given up a goal in each of those four games.
Right.
So that's top-notch goaltending you're getting.
Mike N. emails in, the world is a better place today. Welcome back to the Thursday opening. Kick ass today, boys.
It does feel like it gets the show off on the right foot.
It gets the show off on a great foot. Raymond, do you recognize now the error in your ways that we need the Thursday open to buoy ourselves for a great show?
I recognize that we need the Thursday open, but...
He tried to sabotage me with the early floozy drop. You heard that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Battled right through it.
But what, Ray? You still want to admit that you had a misstep last week?
No. I'm not sure what you want.
You think I'm stubborn?
No, I know you're stubborn, and I know he's more stubborn. His dad even says it. The problem with Raymond is this is a man who on Friday, tomorrow, during the roast segment, will probably take on a whole group of people or an organization, maybe Apple, whoever it is.
He's scared of nobody.
No one.
Nobody.
No one's scared.
He'll go after anybody. Mel Kiper this morning at 9:30.
I want to let you know all of the necessities been ordered.
Okay.
Everything will be ready to go next week.
What size of an order are we going to be sending
to him? I'm
going to
give a big one first.
Really maybe wet
12,
his appetite.
Maybe a 12 canner.
Okay.
Yeah, whole dozen.
Would you like him to get the whipped cream, send you a photo holding the whipped cream?
No.
Why?
I don't think I need a photo.
RJ, wouldn't it be good for social media purposes? Mel gets the whipped cream, maybe, you know, puts some on his head.
No, not on his head.
Maybe holds dueling whipped cream cans, takes a photo, sends it to us social media.
So that would be
a
nice idea. However, I think we have to be all in this year. And let me know what you guys think. I mean, it's your program. I'm just along for the ride.
I don't like the way you say program.
It's program.
That the Jets and Giants have marquee top 10 picks.
Yes.
We need to be all in. No other asks, in my opinion. Round one, Jets or Giants, shout out.
Round one, first 10 picks of the draft. At least one mention.
You should get both.
Well, he's got a chance to do both, though, because you're the Giants fan on the Jets fan.
Right.
Let's do both.
So we go 6 and 10.
So maybe he said...
Dave gets the Giants.
What time are we on in the morning?
6 to 10.
Wow.
It's like almost like the Taylor Swift stuff with the 13.
Right? It's...
Makes too much sense.
It's perfect.
RJ, you're right. We don't ask anything... He doesn't need to do extra work. Right? I mean, we were supposed to have him on yesterday. He couldn't because TV just had him all filled up because he dropped his mock. I'm going to send him the 12 cans.
Yes.
Okay, that gives us the opportunity now where, hey, you know, spur of the moment, hey, can we get Mel on? More than happy to do it.
Right.
And
now we're locked in, good relation with Mel.
Then I feed him another 12. Maybe I go 16 leading into the draft.
Buy him stock in Ready Whip.
No. He should have a Ready Whip endorsement. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's
makes
it's
no
odd.
Sense. To
it's
me.
Very odd.
And then boom, day one.
So how do we? Who do you want to ask this?
You should.
No, why?
Because you're that guy. I think we've established you're that guy.
So whenever the line has to be crossed or you have to come up right to it, I'm the one that should do that.
Yeah, well, I think we're both.
But I know what'll happen. I'll be like, Mel, listen, here's what we want. You'll be like, oh, that's a big ask, Mel. You'll play bad cop.
No, I'm not. I won't be the bad cop in this situation. There's a certain line that I cross all the time, and then this is the line that you have to cross.
I think we wait one or two interviews.
Yes.
We can't do it today.
No.
So we buy ourselves some time.
Yeah, like it's
today's like a rekindling.
Yeah, it's the last day of February. We have a little time.
Shouldn't be the last day of February.
Well, we've already gone over this.
I know.
Otherwise, the seasons would be out of control.
I know. I understand that.
It was cold today, too.
Very windy. I walked in. I'm like, it's freezing. Stop being a baby.
Very windy.
Freezing outside.
Well, I wasn't used to seeing you there so early.
So?
Who's this guy?
Yeah. It's freezing outside.
It's Dave.
Very windy.
It's very windy.
On my drive in this morning, there's tree branches all over the road.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I had to stop right in the middle of the road. It's fine, though.
Yeah.
We got here, battling through it.
Well, that's what we do. We're battlers. Battlers. From superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts. Keep your ride or die alive with all the parts you need at the prices you want. Easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Joe Douglas spoke yesterday and at the meetings and
at the combine.
Yeah. And Mecole Hardman, we have some more sound to play of him. Did you see the story yesterday? I think you might have sent it to a pretty company. You did. That if this is actually
sounds
true,
like it's true, yeah.
This is like criminal behavior that Mecole Hardman was feeding the Eagles and the Chiefs, the Jets' game plan heading into those games.
Maybe he should have been doing it all season. Eagles game was the biggest win of the season,
and Chiefs they had maybe their best like quarter of the entire
year. It was the best game, Zach. That was the lights gone on for Zach Wilson game.
But being serious now, why would you do that?
That's a great question.
Like even if you hate being a member of the Jets, why in the world
you can't
you're in the mafia?
I'm a made man on the show.
Right. Right. You have a mafia member, you know, handing you money.
Well, I think I'm in now.
Up in Boston. I mean, you're as close as like a blood brother.
Confirmed,
blood oath.
By the way. That was confirmed.
What?
I made a couple phone calls. Confirmed.
To the restaurant, you found out that
confirmed.
Was...
confirmed.
Really?
Yeah.
That was Whitey Bulger.
I wasn't really. It was Whitey, but it was confirmed.
Yeah.
So.
All right, good.
I may be asked to do a favor here at some point.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
So if you get a call like, there's a child in Boston needs hockey goalie training. Yes.
Anything you guys need.
I will be there.
Anything.
I can't believe this could be it. Like, that's like subterfuge. Like, that would be horrendous.
That's exactly what it is. Now, this is something that would stick with you. I mean, this is something that would stick with you for the rest of, will stick with him for the rest of his career, if it ends up being true, and it sounds like it is true. Like, and that's, and I wasn't defending Mecole Hardman yesterday. It's just, I mean, I've been in certain situations on teams where, you know, you have coaches that aren't always honest with you, don't communicate well. And I understand being frustrated with that, but this is different level.
No, this, I mean, it's not criminal behavior, but it's like NFL's version of criminal behavior. I mean, why would you, even if you're miserable with your team, you would have meetings with the opposition to tell them what the intent is of your team to do on Sunday?
Well, I don't know if it was having meetings, but
well, he's letting them know what's coming.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that is a
that's
very...
That's horrendous.
That's a very serious allegation. Very serious. Because that's the, I mean, that's, again, that bond inside that locker room, that I mean, that trust that you try to build up with your teammates. I understand being pissed off at coaches. That's fine. You have every right to be pissed off at coaches. I think there are a lot of people that look at him not going, you know, not being willing to go, you know, to go into a game and field punts as quitting on his teammates.
Right, I think that's like, that's your line, right? He says he was told things that weren't true and he wasn't going to be used. Now they ask him and he's uncomfortable and he's not going to be able to do it. Like, that's a gray area. Giving the opposition an idea of what your team is going to do is, I can't think of much worse
in
sports.
No. No, I mean, outside of like purposely costing your team a game, which I guess is what you're trying to do anyway by you know, leaking game plans to your opponent.
Yeah, but if that kind of thing is true, how, if you're one of the other teams, could you ever say, you know what, let me bring that guy into the fold here?
Well, I don't think you can.
Well, but they did.
Well, but that's Kansas City, though. They know him already. He's won 2 Super Bowls with them.
But still.
Well, I understand.
And then he's like a spy.
I know, but on top of that, too, is, I mean, some of the other stuff that he said, and I don't even think he realized when he said it, but mentioning the GM's name, that during the season he's reaching out to Kansas City's GM to come get me. The Jets going to end up getting something for this.
Yeah, but then what are they going to get?
They're going to get some kind of draft compensation.
They're going to get a seventh round.
No, whatever. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So they'll get something for it. I couldn't imagine being, as much as I would hate a coach, and there are plenty of coaches that I did not like, ever doing something like that. That could negatively affect my guys.
I mean, serious. Like, as far as like within the realm of the game,
that's just bad team. That's bad teammate stuff.
I can't think of much worse than that.
That's bad teammate stuff. Like, I could, like, you know, just you know me as a person by now. Like, my leg could be hanging off. You ask me to do something, even if I, you know, if I hate the coach or whatever, I'm going to do it just because I don't want to let my teammates down.
Right.
So that's the kind of guy I am. But I could understand there are certain people. I mean, different strokes for different folks. If you don't get told on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or haven't even practiced it, that. No, you're gonna return punts. And on Sunday, they come to you and say, hey, you're going to return punts. I can understand feeling a way about that.
Right.
And saying, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable because I think I could.
That's different. That's like that gray area of, you know what, I could see either way.
This, you can't. This is not, you can't excuse this.
No. By the way, I'm very sad today.
Why?
Richard Lewis passing away. Well, one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, and he's great on Curb.
Oh, he's great on Curb. He was, great stand-up. This is sad. Very, very sad.
Well, it's happened a lot.
I know. Well, this is the circle of life, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
But it doesn't make it any easier.
No, never.
RJ probably end stuff you missed with that at 9:15
today.
Well,
you probably just stole a story.
Probably.
Probably what you just did.
Yeah. He'll do like all the good things around sports, and then at the end. 9:26, he'll be like, oh, and Richard Lewis passed away, 76 years old.
Bring us down for the rest of the show.
Well, but then Mel's at 9:30.
Right, and then the melange.
And then the melange. I texted with Jordan Renan yesterday.
Yeah, so, what did he say?
So what's going on? Has it got anything for us? I don't know why you'd cry over that. And he's in Indy. He said, got some meetings, chats today. He said, tomorrow probably be a good time to have him on the show.
Okay, let's have him on. So, nice Friday?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring him in.
Make it a football-y Friday. Right? Because we got to do the best we can until we get to September.
That's going
to
be nice. That's all right. We got the combine this week.
Maybe it scratches the itch for you. Not for me.
A little bit.
Not for me.
I'd like to see everyone compete in it, but... I understand.
Yeah, I agree. But you're going to get to see everyone do their thing either here or at their pro day.
I understand that, but it's nice when you have
nice like
the side-by-side comparison.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Mecole Hardman. Joe Douglas, he had a lot to say yesterday. We'll hear from the Jets GM, who's clearly on the hot seat. It's DNR on a Thursday after a chef's kiss open on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, I got a big meeting today. Dr. Jay Shah. Listen up, friends. Go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your back, neck, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samuel Payne. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise, image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments are available. Go to SamuelPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamuelPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samuel Payne now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamuelPayne.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You're battling today. You don't feel great.
I'm in one, no.
No.
I know. I have a big meeting today. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. That's an in-person meeting? Or that's
no. We had the in-person meeting, but they got canceled. So now
you're supposed to have two meetings today. And am I?
We had a long meeting yesterday.
It was a long meeting yesterday. You crossed the line a couple of different times. Yeah. Yes.
Did I? At the end, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I get fidgety at the end.
Yeah. RJ, did you see he was sleeping again during the meeting? Like, put his head back.
He did so well. I actually didn't notice that.
I thought I was good. Wasn't I pretty good? I had a cup of coffee to keep me awake.
You were not bad.
No.
No, you were not bad. But you, I mean, there's like normal meeting protocol, and then there's you.
Yeah, but there's normal for Rick. And
right. Well, that's what makes the meeting so attractive to go to.
But you said something that Justin on the Zoom.
He left the Zoom.
Was like, okay, I'm gonna tap out here.
And then I don't remember what that was. He shut his video off, but no, he left.
Yeah. I was like, Johnny's gone. He's like, no, he's not gone.
It was probably something about you being it was probably the naked talk about you.
Maybe.
But what am I going to do? I am who I am.
Yeah, but we go through the meetings, and then you realize, you think to yourself, we just accomplished nothing. Yeah. Like, we have this 40-minute meeting.
Minutes.
RJ, would you agree? You left the meeting yesterday and thought to yourself, we have gotten no further than when we walked into the room?
I think a lot of good ideas were thrown around. And I'll tell you what, last 5 minutes, that was something there.
That's when it heated up.
The last 5 minutes were spicy.
You liked the last 5 minutes?
I thought we threw a lot of good ideas out there. Yeah, I guess nothing was furthered in those 45 minutes, but I think the ball is rolling now.
Yeah, but honestly, you walk in, if they have it streamlined, that could have been done in six minutes,
I was going to say.
Like, you could have been at your car 10-10.
Right. But I think, but here's the good thing for us, though. I think by the time we're done with those meetings, we've worn them down to a point where there's a real chance we could get something done. Like, people might see your butt cheeks. There's a chance people, I was fighting for butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I felt like you were fighting for more than butt cheeks.
He wants to see my crack. No, not the crack. I mean, I was fighting for the front. But there's clearly no chance that's happening. I even suggested putting like a little animal face on it.
Yeah.
Like one of those animal socks.
My concern is that the enormity would sneak it, peek out one of the sides of wherever
Like the baseball pants.
Yes.
I mean, how do we screw that up?
Oh, maybe that's the idea. We put you in baseball
in
pants.
In sweaty baseball pants.
I would do that.
That would be fun.
I would do that.
Kickoff baseball season?
Yes. That would be nice.
That would be a good idea.
That would be fun.
RJ, that might be your best idea you've ever had in the show.
Get creative with the baseball, you know, the bats, the balls.
Oh, he's so good.
There's some ideas.
Two balls, one strike.
Wow. All right, let's get to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Here we are, Mecole Hardman. He's not even here. He wins a Super Bowl, catches the game-winning touchdown, and he's relevant to talk about with the Jets. I can't believe this organization.
Well, he's relevant because we're so dysfunctional.
Right, but that's my point is I can't believe that it's just constant dysfunction within this organization.
Just let us be. Right?
They can.
You won a Super Bowl.
The Giants had a bad season, but they're into the offseason, and it's like, all right, they're just rolling along, right? Not a lot of conversation, just kind of rolling along. They're going to take a quarterback, are they not? Like, that's the normal stuff. Not we had a player who was meeting with other teams and giving them our game plan Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris and Rockaway and say good morning. Hi, Chris. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, how's it going? So I think the one thing for me is we don't know exactly, like, how many times have you had a friend who works maybe at a different company and you complain about your boss, i.e. Hackett. And so we don't have any details if he was giving away game plans. He could have been saying, these guys have no idea what they're doing. I've never seen something so dysfunctional in my life. But if you look to Andy Reid, he's been there for three
years. No. But Hank, Chris, the report was that, I'm reading it right now, Mecole Hardman leaked game plans to the Chiefs and the Eagles.
But we have to, like, keep ourselves accountable. Like, what are they saying by that? Game plans. Like, we don't know. And what I hear from the Jets, I'm looking inwards more than outwards. How does Andy Reid, the best coach ever, say, like, hey, I'm fine with bringing this guy back in. His character is fine. But we're saying one player in the Jets says, oh, he was giving it to his Georgia friends. Like, I don't buy it. Like, I blame the Jets. I question our culture more than what, like, hearsay from one player on the Jets. And that's my point of view. Like,
well, here's Chris. Here's what I'll say, though, right? So think about it this way. So you're on a team. They're not playing you. For the time he was with the Jets, he was targeted 3 times, had 1 catch. You couldn't imagine a world where he was so mad at the offensive side of the ball, coaching staff, Nathaniel Hackett, all his coaches, that he would purposely leak information to make them look worse than they already were.
Like that's like a fundamental sin. Like, I've been on some terrible,
of course,
played college sports, had some horrible coaches. The most you'll do is tell your buddy who plays for another school, this guy has no idea what they're doing.
Sure.
We're a joke. We're a mess.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying, though. Career. Right. But that's Dave's point, Chris. That's not what they're saying. They're not saying he called his Georgia buddies and was complaining about how bad Nathaniel Hackett was.
I would have no issue with that. You know, no, Nathaniel Hackett is lost. He doesn't know, doing. Dude, guy's a complete fool. Fine.
Dude, there are times when we would be on the road where we'd get in late and guys would be so upset with whatever was going on. We'd pick a room, whoever's it was. They would order grilled cheeses or whatever, like some kind of like whatever it was. A couple bottles of wine and some beers, and we'd sit in the room, and we would the guys would just vent.
I have zero
There's
issue.
No problem with that.
Zero issue. None. With that. If you called up the you know Ottawa Senators buddies and said our power play is going to look exactly like this, I mean to me that's like suspendable. Like that is awful.
Yeah, like that. There's no excuse for that. You can't do that.
No.
As much as you hate the coach and you want to embarrass him, you can't do that to your teammates.
Let's go to D in Queens. Hi, D.
Why are we believing anything the Jets have to say? That's the problem I have with this whole premise. Robert Saleh literally came every week and lied to everybody's face. They lied about how they were going to treat Zach Wilson. Huh?
That's what head coaches do, though.
I understand that, but why are we believing anything from the Jets side? They even lied to Zach Wilson, and I don't like Zach Wilson. Because was Aaron Rodgers a mentor? No, man. Aaron Rodgers did his own thing. Why are we believing any? Wait, the Jets are embarrassed, and they have to say something to justify how embarrassing they are. Why are we believing them?
Why are we believing them? Because, listen, and I'm the same person yesterday. It was kind of like, I wasn't overly upset with the whole Mecole Hardman, you know, the idea of him criticizing the team because it just didn't surprise me. Just
no,
like
I didn't have a problem with
article
him.
Didn't surprise me.
Criticizing?
No, I mean, listen, we're dysfunctional. I get it. And you saw it on the field. Like, it wasn't, was anyone shocked that he thinks Nathaniel Hackett stinks? No. Everyone that watched the game knows that Zach Wilson stunk, the offensive line stunk, Nathaniel Hackett stunk, the offense was bad. But, I don't know, man. Like, this is a very, very serious
yes.
allegation.
Very, very bad. But by the way, I get a tweet from Nick, the Jets fanatic. And he says, yeah, let's totally forget the Wink Martindale debacle. You guys couldn't even find the guy. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that wasn't embarrassing. That was months ago.
Yeah, it was months ago.
Talking about where we are now. Like, the Giants are just quietly rolling along, going about their business, rolling along.
Here's what concerns me the most about this whole thing is not necessarily him leaking game plans. I mean, that speaks to who he is as a person and who he is as a teammate. Like, that has no effect on us now. What concerns me most about this is when you take Mecole Hardman, maybe Mecole Hardman, I mean, you had Thomas Morstead come out about disgruntled employee. Maybe he was one of the sources in Diana Rossini's article anyway. But nothing negative at all to say about the defensive side of the ball. There's a standard. They withhold the standard.
Right.
It sounds like offensive side of the ball, it's just do whatever.
Disastrous.
Just do whatever you want.
Right. Well, I mean, who runs the offense?
Aaron.
And what coach runs the offense?
Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay. So do you believe in Nathaniel Hackett? I mean,
no.
It's the same thing you heard with him in Denver.
Yeah, but here's my biggest problem with that, though, is that I think they recognize that Nathaniel Hackett's not good now, but they can't move on from him because Aaron's the coach. Aaron's the coach. Aaron's the quarterback. But, like, to the point where they're trying to find someone to bring. Like, they were trying to bring Arthur Smith in.
Right. I mean, what they've done, they have painted themselves into a corner. And they're like, how do we get out of this? You can't, because everything, yeah, you can't. The only way you're going to get out of this if Aaron Rodgers is great. Which he could be.
Well, he better be.
Well, if he's not, it's going to look very different next season.
Well, the next season, forget, I mean, just for his, like, he came here with the, like, hey, look, that Super Bowl trophy looks a little bit lonely, like, recognizing not only will I have full control of this team, but what this would do for my legacy.
Right.
If I won a championship here, on the positive side,
mm-hmm.
if he doesn't play well next year.
But forget about playing well. He needs to lead them to big things.
Well, yeah.
Not playing
what
well.
What that does for his legacy negatively.
He becomes the guy that could only win one. Had
not
a million.
Just, not just that, though.
A million chances and could only win one.
I mean, you want to be talking. You want to talk about being hated by a fan base. Like, there was, I mean, there were plenty
of Jets fans. Oh, they'll run him out of
town. Plenty of Jets fans after the season that would call into the show criticizing, hey, yo, he's holding us hostage, get rid of him.
I bet you there's Jets fans right now that would say, move on. Move on.
Well, especially, too, I mean, what doesn't make it any better for him or the Jets is you had a real opportunity this offseason to upgrade the head coaching position.
Right.
And you couldn't. You couldn't.
You can't stand pat because of where you were.
Mike Vrabel's still standing looking for a job.
Right.
Well, what are we doing?
Well, that's the question that I think a lot ask.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Thank the Lord that you're on the other side of the glass sometimes. And this would be one of those times.
That's a good story.
Why? What'd I miss now?
I can't even get into the retelling of it, but it's good. See, here's the issue.
Coming from the guy who wants nuggets, I give you two gorgeous nuggets.
No. You give me, I can eat like three nuggets, and you're like, take all the nuggets. And I'm like, no, but I don't want more nuggets.
But that's not even.
Take this nugget.
Those aren't even my best nuggets.
That's too much. You gave me a 40-piece. I can't eat a 40-piece.
I thought I gave you just
It was too much. Like, the first part of the story, like, oh, you know what? Great story. Really good story. Nice piece of information. Good to have. And then you're like, yeah, back in college, that happened, and then you went with one further piece, and it was too much.
Yeah, but RJ led me to that nugget. Blame him.
No. Oh.
I was good with the one nugget.
RJ, too much.
The first nugget.
Great, I agree.
It was very revealing for someone we all know. The second nugget had nothing to do with anyone we know. However, very graphic. Very detailed.
Very graphic. Like, if you were watching a porno and that kind of thing happened, you'd be like, ooh.
Good Thursday morning.
Ooh.
Might need new shoes.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh. Pulp can fly, baby.
Oh, God. Beat it.
In the great George Costanza verbiage.
Yeah. Well, I thought sharing is caring.
See, what he doesn't realize, Raymond, there's a level of too much sharing.
Sounds like that's just the right amount of sharing when it comes to Rick.
So you sending me a picture of Ben's baseball exit velo. I can't share another exit velo story with you. Was that right?
I don't see that as one and the same.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna
sharing.
I'm gonna plead ignorant here. Right. I don't see that as apples to apples.
Well, I shared maybe too much.
I think you've said enough.
Yeah, we should probably get back to the Jets. Here's Mecole Hardman on the pivot. I didn't realize. I forgot this that the pivot was the Ryan Clark.
Yeah,
vehicle. So here he is discussing the Jets in there. I guess, for lack of a better word, futility.
You just got a new coach staff that came in. It's no standard there. It's like everybody do what they want to do. And defense have a more of a stabilized standard with that, with the coaching staff on that side. So you could tell the defense got a standard, but the offense is just like, all right, we'll just figure it out. It's Aaron's show. Mm-hmm. Let Aaron do what Aaron do, you know what I mean? But then when Aaron go down, it's like, we don't know what to do. Y'all can't tell me about winning. I know what winning looks like.
Right.
I know what winning is. So y'all keep telling me certain things. It's like, I'm not going for that because y'all not doing it right. Like, we got hammers on the ground. We don't got no discipline. People feel like it's too many individual egos in this locker room or whatever. And I'm telling them, I'm like, that's not going to get y'all to win. It's not going to happen.
All right. So a couple things. Firstly, he sounds unlikable in this. He does. I mean, you know what?
There's a lot to say.
It went very poorly. You won the Super Bowl. You caught the game-winning touchdown. But let it go.
But I think that's his point, though. I think that's his point. When asked the question about, like, hey, what went wrong in New York, I think his assumption going in was Aaron Rodgers was going to obviously be his quarterback. And he said yesterday, we talked about it, we played the clip, Aaron Rodgers is a freaking savant. Right? Like, I mean, he's telling guys, hey, you know, you get back, you ain't coming. Like, he sees the game different. I think part of what he thought coming in was, I've won two Super Bowls. Not only can I play, but that's another great reason to bring me in. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. There's a lot of guys in this locker room that haven't been there, done that.
Maybe listen to me more than the other guys because I have the
skins on the wall, right? So I can explain to you what it's supposed to look like.
I get that, and I think that's a misstep by the Jets. But my point is, why does he need to do this now? How does he make himself?
Well, because he clearly feels a way about it.
So he didn't like go to the Jets. It didn't work out. He moves on, and now he can just be happy with the one he's with. He has to now try to bring down the Jets because there's sour grapes here.
Right. Well, I mean, it sounds like with most of the coaching staff. So, I mean, just think about it. Put yourself in his shoes. You come here and, you know, you weren't treated the way you thought you should have been treated. You leave for, you know, the station you're already at.
Right.
And then you all of a sudden.
But I can't go back to the station I was at and just be like, ooh, good to be back here. No. I have to start publicly taking shots.
You don't have to. But if that's something you still feel, I mean, as he clearly still feels a way about it. What better chance
to do it?
You just won the Super Bowl and you made the game winning catch.
I just don't think it's a very good look for him. I don't think it's a good look for anybody because I think the Jets look foolish. You hear this guy and you're like, God, this is a guy that knows how to win, has been involved in winning three Super Bowls now, who thinks the Jets are a joke. So it doesn't make the Jets look good. I don't think he looks good either.
No, I don't think so either. But, I mean, you also have to understand what he's saying. It makes a lot of sense as to why they don't win and why they haven't won.
I think we know why they don't win.
You know, I know.
For the most part, they are dysfunctional.
Right. And the fact that one side of the ball has this standard and you watch them play and it's clear that they do have a standard because they play really well. And then the offensive side of the ball has been a complete train wreck and you get it. Like, it's the little things, man. We talk about this all the time. And I say to you, it's like every coach I've ever had says always, you know, focus on the little things, focus on the little things. I'm sure Ben's coach tells him that. I'm sure Alex's lacrosse coach tells him that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like at the time, you're like, come on, man, that's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Because all those little things,
they
add them up. Yeah.
Those are big things.
It's attention to detail. Like, he even brought up, like, Andy Reid. If Andy Reid tells you no one's wearing yellow cleats in practice, it doesn't matter who it is. If Patrick Mahomes comes with yellow cleats, you're going to go back in the locker room.
That's right.
And you're going to wear whatever color.
That's
cleats,
right. Because there's a respect factor that you have for your coaches and your teammates, and clearly there's something missing with the Jets.
Which makes it easier when you're Andy Reid, right? Like, you have that kind of gravitas when you're Andy Reid.
Sure.
And you also have players that buy into it and can be coached that way. Jets got to figure this out. The only way they figure it out, and I know you agree with this, is if Aaron Rodgers plays.
Aaron's got to be great, and they have to have a hell of an offseason.
Great offseason.
I mean, they need so much.
Most pressure's on Joe Douglas right now.
Tons of pressure on him. And you know what's weird about Joe Douglas? We'll hear from him in a second. He spoke yesterday. Is there's moves he's made, you're like, wow.
Great moves.
And there's moves he made, you're like, oh, I mean, you know, people are like, you got to fix the offensive line. You spent huge money on Lake and Tomlinson. Isn't that the old adage, too? Like, well, the draft is a crapshoot. But free agency, you know what you're getting. They spent huge money on Lake and Tomlinson.
No one expected Lake and Tomlinson to be this bad, though.
I'm sorry.
I know, but no one did.
That's Joe Douglas. I mean, Joe Douglas needs to know, right? I mean, you bring in Nate Solder. He stinks. That's on the Giants. You bring in Lake and Tomlinson. He stinks. That's on the Jets. He's a bad football player. Mekhi Becton was risky. Bad. I mean, you've had opportunities to remedy the offensive line. You just haven't done it for years. And that's what his thing is. He comes in here years ago. What's the one thing he's going to fix? He's an offensive line guy. He's going to fix it. He can't. He hasn't yet.
Yeah, he hasn't. Giants haven't either.
No.
I mean, they're trying, and now he's, listen.
It's pretty amazing that these teams could spend such draft and free agent capital and still not be able to fix the offensive line.
In fairness to him, though, I mean, when Mekhi Becton first burst onto the scene with the Jets and was healthy.
It was like an 8-game stretch. You're like, wow, that they got him. Where'd they get him?
11.
Like 11. He's the best of the four.
He was awesome.
And now he's probably the worst of the four.
Right. Well, because, I mean, all those things that you hear about someone during the draft process, like the red flags, end up popping up.
Here is Joe Douglas. You'd like to hear from Joe Douglas, right? Yeah, here he is yesterday at the Combine reacting to Mecole Hardman's comments.
Not to get into any specifics on what Mecole said, I'll just say, look, we're excited to sign Mecole. He's excited to obviously join our team in a situation where really Xavier Gibson really came on for us this year, and he did an outstanding job for us. So ultimately we made a decision to move on from Mecole. But our process of adding Mecole, he was excited to be here, and it just didn't work out, and a lot of that has to do with Xavier.
Tell me if you disagree with this. I would be a little more forceful if I was Joe Douglas. I mean, this guy just trashed your organization, just said he was, you know, the reports come out that he's giving game plans to the other team. He had nothing nice to say about your coaches or anybody. I'm Joe Douglas. I'm not like, well, it just didn't work out. I'm going to be a little more aggressive in what I say.
Yeah, but what's to be gained?
Nothing.
No, right.
Nothing.
So you end up being the bigger man, right? And just kind of whatever. It was what it was. Didn't work out. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, the problem is that a lot of the moves they made this offseason didn't work out.
What did?
And I guess, I mean, from what I've been told too, I mean, I don't know if Mecole Hardman came in with the right attitude either.
I can't, and you know what, again, this is on me. We sat down with him at training camp.
It was great.
I bought into everything he was saying.
But again, what do I tell you all the time? There are certain guys that handle the media really well that aren't really great teammates.
But here's the thing. I hear him there, and I think he sounds foolish. Ridiculous. I heard him with us, and I was like, wow, I bought in.
Well, he was excited, right? New team. Gets to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Team that could win a Super Bowl. He's already won a couple. I think what happened, I think the problem with him is he stepped into a locker room where he thought he was going to, like, would have this certain cachet because he was a Super Bowl champion and wasn't treated like that. Like, hey, we're going to need to do some stuff.
Right.
And he's like, no, me? Do that stuff? Come on.
So that's a problem.
Yeah, of course it's a problem.
But by the way, I get an alert on my phone yesterday. The Jets are allowing Zach Wilson to explore a trade. This is breaking news.
Breaking news. And we need a backup quarterback, if you're wondering.
How is anything about this breaking? Just quietly get rid of Zach Wilson. Get rid of him.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, this is why RJ gave me the fan tunnel. I didn't take it.
Disgusting.
It's bad.
You know what, RJ? The fact that you offered him a fan tunnel to get out of being a Jets fan... It's borderline criminal from you.
I think it's still available.
No. No. I will block him from ever going near the fan tunnel.
No. This is one of those tunnels like in Mario where the flower that eats you comes popping up. The plant.
You can't quit on your team. RJ, would you like a fan tunnel to leave your Niners? Or your safety stink? You want out?
They do stink.
All right.
They're really bad.
Well, you're locked in. If you walked in one day in the next few weeks and said, you know what, all right, I've moved on. I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan. I'm like, no, you're not.
Canucks are pretty good.
The Canucks are good, but no, I wouldn't allow that.
But look what Rick's signing up for day after day.
But he signed up for it. So if you marry and she becomes unwell, do you just jump ship or are you?
This is not becoming unwell. She's out there, to use your phrase, just floozying it up all over the place.
I've never used the phrase floozying.
But it's actively happening. It's present day. There are players who this season gave away the playbook. They gave it to the other team.
So maybe he should have made better decisions originally.
I feel like you're victim shaming.
I'm not victim
exactly
shaming at all. You want out?
I nursed her back to health. And then once she got healthy, floozy.
The owner was asked, what do you think about the backup quarterback situation? He goes, I don't know. We didn't have one.
I'm not saying it's clicking, RJ.
It's not going well.
Don't get me wrong. My point is, he can't up and leave.
He's in an abusive relationship.
No, he cannot. I won't allow it. I will physically stand in the way of you going into the tunnel and say, sorry, the tunnel is closed.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Go back home.
He has permission to do it.
No.
Your wife is cheating on you daily. You know what you're going to do? Go back there and take it.
No, you know what? Go fix the marriage.
You're going to continue to let the wife make a fool of you.
No, go fix the marriage. You're in this for the long haul. Sickness, health,
how do you
cheating,
fix that?
Scandal, whatever.
How do you fix that?
What?
The floozy part. I can't fix that.
Figure it out.
The Amazon guy's there every day.
Can't fix floozy.
Nope.
That's a jet right now.
You guys are gross.
They're gross, not me. I didn't take the tunnel.
Well, you didn't take the tunnel. I would lose so much respect for you.
He wants me to Andy Dufresne right out of this thing.
Yeah.
They gave away the place.
500 yards through a river.
RJ, it doesn't matter what happens. He's a Jets fan. Through thick and thin, he's a Jets fan. He's been a Jets fan for more than 20 years now.
When does the thin come?
What?
It seems like there's a lot of thick.
Well, there's been a lot of thick.
And this is what being a fan is. You're a Cleveland.
Your player's giving away the place.
So if he's a fan of the Cleveland Browns for all these years, they've never been to a Super Bowl. They absolutely stink. Is there a fan tunnel for the Cleveland Browns fans or the Lions fans? At some point, it's going to turn around.
Cleveland made the playoffs.
This year.
Yeah, but I made it 13 seasons.
I understand.
And here's the tough part about Dave's analogy. How long did the Lions go in between playoff victories?
Forever.
So you're only halfway there. It was 30 years. So you're at 14. You got 16 to go. Sorry,
get
buddy.
Busy living, Rick.
Sorry.
I'm sticking with them.
Good.
Plus, I realized when I was packing for my trip, I have so much Jets swag.
Yeah.
I can't leave the Jets.
But you don't know. No, you're staying for the wrong reasons then.
No, but I'm just saying.
Don't stay because of the swag.
I'm just saying. I got a lot of swag.
Here's the thing.
He needs a reason.
If you told
that's
me
a reason.
There's a portal, you can
very
leave.
Comfortable. It's all outdated swag now.
Take the tunnel.
No, that's right.
I'd be like, even if I went into the tunnel and went to another team when the season started, I couldn't physically root for another team.
No. I'll never do it.
What if he just poked his head inside the tunnel, saw what was going on in there?
What do you think? It is Shangri-La down there? I mean, every team has their issues and their foibles.
Not like this.
Why did I make that sound?
What is that sound?
I don't know.
Just labeled.
Footballs. Oh, I know what it is.
What?
RJ, remember what that was?
I don't.
Pinocchio.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, that was not Pinocchio. Yes.
No, Pinocchio's different.
That was the nose growing.
No, that was the nose.
No,
that was another noise.
That's Pinocchio. Yeah. I don't know what that one is.
What was the guy? Winslow? Michael Winslow? He used to be in what were those movies? The Police Academy movies?
Yes.
And he'd make all those noises?
Yeah.
That's what you like.
No, I make like two noises. I don't know what that other one's from. The Pinocchio noise, I know.
Yama, 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 yama.
Yeah.
Bubba
you have
Smith.
Potential. You have potential.
Yeah, but you can't
I'm not
go
doing
anywhere.
It. I won't. I refuse. I don't care how dysfunctional they are.
If you were to leave, where would you go?
I wouldn't leave.
No, I know you wouldn't. But
what kind of question is that?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean?
You're like, if you were to leave your wife, which hot woman walking down the street would you
leave?
Okay, so it's nice to fantasize, isn't it?
Fantasy leads to the
you
tunnels.
No, that's not true. You don't get imprisoned from fantasizing.
He can
fantasize about it. What team do you find attractive that you'd be like, you know what, that'd be a nice team for me to link up with? Ravens?
No. I mean, if you're gonna jump ship and you want to have an instant successful fandom. You go Kansas City.
Oh, Kansas City.
RJ,
he goes Kansas City. You probably can't talk to him
anymore.
You
can't go in the tunnels. You're right.
Yeah, but you have to.
No, what other
team are you picking?
I'd pick the Lions or something.
It's in the AFC Championship game every year.
No, you're out.
Why would I pick the Lions?
Kansas City. Ugh.
Leave
God.
Something to the imagination.
Would you have to? So I'm not going to go for the hottest.
So you're just going for the Jessica Alba. Right there.
Right. If I'm going to leave my wife, it's going to be for the hottest available.
You're right, Dave. This is a mistake.
I tried to tell you this. Yeah. He can't handle this kind of prosperity.
I'm not leaving.
J.J. Roth, you know who that is? That's the program director that doesn't like Ray.
Oh, that's
He wrote a poem.
Oh.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Hey, Raymond, bleep you.
Sounds like he's doing a great job running whatever station he runs.
Raymond gets some
I'm
heat.
Sure they're doing well.
You get some heat, Raymond.
Dave, you're so full of bleep. If your wife admitted she cheated on you once.
Done.
All right, that's fine. We'll work on it. She told you she had sex with a plumber three more times. Oof, there's no way you're staying.
Plumber.
You're an absolute sucker and a loser if you stay. You get out of here. My wife cheats on me and says it was
a good look. Do you have a good looking plumber?
I don't know that we have a plumber.
Well, really?
No, we haven't had any plumbing issues. She cheats on me. She says I feel awful. I would probably move past it. I'm telling you.
I'm just telling you, I wouldn't.
That's fine. I think most wouldn't.
That's it.
I'm very forgiving.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
I mean, I love her that much that I would probably be like, you know what? I'm disappointed. I'm very upset. I'd say I'd
That'd
love you so much.
That'd be tough one to get over.
Of course it would. Of course it would. RJ, you're out, right? You find out Ange cheats on you with the plumber?
No, done.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
One strike done.
It's a big strike.
I'm not judging you guys.
Strike.
I'm just saying I would continue to love her and I would want to be with Sherry still.
See, I would tell Ange the same thing though. I step out of line. See you later.
Understood. How about if you walked in and she was nuzzling up to the plumber?
Oh, God.
We don't even have
is this
same.
Is this pre or post?
It's the same, no?
Is that pre or post?
Does
pre
it matter?
Post what? What do you think?
Does it matter?
No, no. They never got. They never did that.
They were on the verge.
They were nuzzling. Yeah, it was. So done. Nuzzling with done. The potential of this happening.
Done.
Yeah, out. Still done.
Even bad.
Okay.
Even worse.
How about, she says, I was out with my girlfriends, got inebriated, made out with a really good looking guy, feel awful, but, you know, that's the extent of it.
I still have a real hard time with that.
Yep.
One kiss?
Real hard time. Real hard time.
It's over?
I think so.
You have a baby with this woman. You're married to her.
And she's going to go off because a couple drinks, and she's going to jeopardize the whole thing?
I don't like the direction. It's not on me. I don't like the direction this conversation.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, like, where's the line?
Right there.
So right there.
You've crossed the line repeatedly. Yeah, is what
numerous times.
So Cass walks in. She's like, Rick, I feel so guilty. We're out.
How can I trust her again? I can't trust her again.
So that's it. No, how do you trust her again?
Yeah, Sherry comes home.
And we know she has, she's like, Cash, she'll take her tongue and throw it right in someone's mouth. So that's a major issue.
Sherry comes home, yeah. Says.
You need to stop before, like, Cash shows up and just pummels you.
I was out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
St. John's had a big win. Rick Pitino wanted to rekindle things after Central Park.
Isn't Rick Pitino married as well?
Well.
Uh-huh. All right, so go ahead.
And you know what? We had a moment.
What happened? Walk me through it.
Did a little talking.
He had the white suit
talking
on.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, they just beat Butler last night.
Went to an Italian restaurant.
Oh boy.
Chicken parm.
You know, shared a little kiss.
Yep.
A little kiss? Was it a tongue?
Yes, a little bit. But then in that moment, I realized, you know what? I can't do this. And here I am right now. You say what?
Head in hands. Just heartbroken that she would do this to me?
Sure.
No, I need to know the scenario. Was she, like, flaunting? Guess who made out with Rick Pitino, baby?
The scenario's been presented pretty clearly to you here.
Storm.
I'd be very upset, and I would say, we're going to have to work this through, but I still want to be with you. Yes. So you wouldn't?
Couldn't do it.
How about if she walks in, she's like, I just made out with Tom Brady. Someone that you're
That's
like.
That's even worse.
Why?
Leo. What do you mean, why?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's worse.
Tom Brady could be living this exact situation right now.
Tom Brady,
now.
It sounds like he did live this situation.
It sounds like what's happening.
With Giselle and the jujitsu teacher.
The jujitsu guy. I mean, jeez.
You guys are very unforgiving.
Can you imagine that?
There's some
cheating
stuff
on Tom Brady?
There's some stuff
Listen,
that's
Raymond, you couldn't understand.
Yeah, I'm not allowed myself mean, to know. Get cheated
that was
on.
Mean. That what you just said to Raymond was mean.
Well, he
had relationships before.
But he not a wife. He doesn't have children.
He had a very serious girlfriend at one time.
You're going to compare a serious girlfriend to a wife with children? I've been with Sherry for over 20 years.
I understand that.
Yeah,
Which would make it way worse.
I'd be very upset. I'd be very upset.
Maybe you got to look inward and say, maybe I'm not giving her what she needs
So
sexually.
If she makes out with Rick Pitino, it's my fault?
Maybe.
Listen to me, Pitino! You stay away from my wife.
We're gonna have to go fight Pitino.
Yeah,
if you have to.
Now
Pitino didn't even do anything.
Yeah, but he's thinking like that.
Yeah, I mean, right after his players, that's the kind of guy that's moving in on your wife.
Your wife cheats on you. Are you angrier at her or the guy?
Her.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Why are we having this conversation right now?
I don't know.
It's a terrible conversation
because we are a full service show.
No, it's because it felt like Mecole Hardman was cheating on his teammates.
Yeah.
That's why. Ipso facto. You get us into this ridiculous conversation.
Sorry. All right, let's stop the ridiculous. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Joe Douglas about the future of your Jets. 1-800-919-3776. DNR 98.7 ESPN. Secure the seats and the memories this year from Vivid Seats, your home for every slam dunk, slap shot, and stolen base. Now, Vivid Seats celebrates fandom with unbeatable rewards like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. With Vivid Seats rewards, you earn with every single purchase, from buzzer beaters to walk-off homers. Vivid Seats has a great selection and great prices on all the games that matter the most to you. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.